All right, good morning. 7:40 here on the Mighty 690, and we got a lot to talk about as we go throughout a Tuesday. Joining us, we have special guest Angie Krause from Principal Community Elementary School. How are you doing?
Great, thanks.
Yeah, good to have you on here. So just enjoying chatting here a little bit off air and that sort of thing, and always good to have a new guest in the studio. We have a bunch today, so this is a big day for us. So what is, first of all, I guess, Angie, for maybe the people who don't know you, I guess, how long have you been in Coffeyville, that sort of thing, just real quick, a little bit of background, perhaps?
All right, this is my third year here in Coffeyville. Prior to Coffeyville, I was a teacher and principal at Bartlesville, and then prior to that, I was 10 years in Houston, Texas.
Well, that's wonderful. We're really happy to have you here. And I know that spring is a busy time of year for the schools. I mean, it seems like it's just it starts and then it ends right after. It's just a lot going on. So what do we have coming up here in the next few days and weeks to come?
Well, this week we are celebrating our fabulous assistant principals. It's Assistant Principal Week. And then our third through sixth grade students, they are starting state testing. So they got some jitters in their tummy. So parents, please encourage your kiddos to get up and have a nice, healthy breakfast. On April the 19th, we have family movie night. So parents come out and have a nice evening watching a movie. And then the big thing is we have kindergarten roundup. And that is on April the 20th. And that's when parents and kiddos get to come out and meet the kindergarten teachers and just get a feel for what kindergarten will be like. And then those of you that are interested in our Age to Age program, which is over at Medical Lodge, we'll have an open house on April the 27th. And then, of course, we can't forget about all those field trips and exciting things that will be coming our way. So May the 10th is our 3rd through 6th grade track meet, and the 11th is field day. And then 6th grade will be excited to go on to RMS, and that celebration will be on the last day of school, which is May the 19th.
Oh, my. That is a lot. Well, you know, I think the events like Kindergarten Roundup are a really good transition because, you know, we were talking just last month here a little bit about it. And the fact that, you know, you're going to have the teachers from the Early Learning Center and that sort of thing coming over and, you know, getting the younger kids, you know, into that environment because, you know, it's a bigger school and that sort of thing. So that is a transition. So it helps to have some familiar faces, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're really excited, you know, going from a, like I say, the small ELC to our building, we have about 900 kiddos. So it's a big change.
It is, and, you know, that is interesting in having, you know, the ability to, you know, have all the kids in one building. That's, I've talked with some of the subs and everything, and boy, that's a lot of kids. It's a big building.
We have a lot of fun there.
Well, that's wonderful. And, you know, I know several teachers, you know, that I've talked to in the community who have the opportunity to substitute teach and that sort of thing. So, you know, we've got a lot of great folks. Do you know about how many actually teachers do you have at CES? Ballpark, you know?
Well, staff, we have about 150.
Wow. That's a lot. I mean, that's, but you guys are doing a big job there, so. That is great. So anything else that sticks out to you that we should know about as we're, you know, kind of into April? I mean, heck, it's April, May. I mean, last day of school is almost, you know, not too far away.
Just watch the weather. You know, we have nice warm days, and then it looks like tomorrow we're going to have cool days. So, you know, make sure to, you know, watch the weather to make sure if it's going to be a cool day to send a jacket for the kiddos because we don't want them to be cold.
Sure. I always remember in school we had certain rules on, you know, when we could start to wear shorts as kids and stuff. So do you have that at all when you transition over?
No, we don't.
Okay, gotcha. Sure, it all makes sense. But yeah, we always looked forward to that because, you know, you'd have the warm days and you're kind of chomping at the bit to where you could get it to that day when you could wear shorts. But today's a good shorts day. If you can wear them, my goodness, it's going to be 86 today.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, no, that's great. So, well, it's always good to hear, you know, everything that is going on at the school and all that sort of thing. So you mind hitting the dates just real quick for like the kindergarten roundup and that sort of thing. Just run for me, folks who just tuned in, so we can hear some of those dates.
Yeah. April the 20th, we'll have kindergarten roundup at 5:30. And then those of you that are interested in our Age to Age program over at Medical Lodge, that'll be April the 27th, again at 5:30.
And could you go over what exactly is that for people who don't know? What is the Age to Age program?
Age to Age is we have a kindergarten class that's over at Medical Lodge. And our teacher, Miss Chittum, she has the kiddos do project with the elders that are there at Medical Lodge. It is a great opportunity for those that are interested.
Well, that is so much because, you know, we always like people to be able to, you know, visit with that older population, and there's so much to be learned, you know, to be able to pass on, and you know, I'm sure the residents there love, you know, being able to interact with the kids and everything.
It is absolutely an amazing experience.
Yeah, that is great.
And then, of course, we have our sixth grade graduation celebration. They're the last day of school on May the 19th.
Excellent. May the 19th. It's hard to believe. It's not too far away. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Angie, anything else that you'd like to bring up this morning?
Nope. Not that I can think
of. Well, wonderful. That's a really good update. I appreciate you coming on and letting us know everything that is going on. And hey, here's to you on these last few crazy, you know, month or a little over a month of school and everything left.
All right. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Thank you so much. And hey, coming up, we do have here at 8:10, we're going to be chatting with the folks from the Miners Hall Museum in Franklin. So that's going to be a fun one. So we'll be right back after this here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.